Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. Almond growers are starting to think about pollination practices for next year. Senior Specialist Agricultural and Environmental Affairs for the Almond Board, Danielle Veenstra, tells us some of the things growers should be discussing with their beekeepers.
Well, you know, a lot of our BBMP recommendations are applicable throughout the year, but at this time in particular, should really be thinking about the contracts that growers make with beekeepers or the agreements that they make. Those contracts really provide an opportunity to discuss and agree upon a bloom pesticide plan and materials. So those are things that both the grower and beekeeper are comfortable with. Maybe this is a discussion that pest control advisor can be involved in as well. So really just outlining what are the potential materials that might be used if deemed necessary. And then also talking about if notification is something that the beekeeper wants from the grower and how that plays out. And also, this provides an opportunity to discuss removal timing that should be discussed when beekeepers and growers work on their pollination contracts. In terms of removal timing, growers should talk with their beekeeper to make sure that the bees aren't removed from the orchard too early, which would inhibit pollination. But also, you don't want to remove too late either. If they're left out there too late and there's no forage left in the orchard, the bees can be looking elsewhere and potentially be coming into pest control materials and other crops. Remember that the University of California recommends removing honeybees when 90% of flowers of the latest blooming variety are at petal fall. So at this time, when you're working on your pollination contracts or agreements, beekeepers and growers should really be discussing the two main things at this point are pesticide plans. So that would be the materials that the grower potentially might be using and an opportunity to discuss that with the beekeeper. There might be red flags on the beekeeper side or grower, and this is just a good opportunity to have those things out in the open and discuss them up front. And the second thing is removal timing. So making sure that the bees aren't going to be left out in the orchard when there's no blooms left for them to feed on. That provides an opportunity for them to go elsewhere and potentially come into contact with other crops that have pesticides that might be harmful to bees. So the last thing about this is that everything that is agreed upon in the pollination contract or agreement, all of those details should be shared with pollination stakeholders, and that goes all the way from the beekeeper and bee broker down to the grower, who might be the owner lessee or a farm manager, pest control advisor, and applicator. So make sure that what's agreed upon in the contract is really shared with all those who are going to be involved in bloom.
She says the Almond Board has some guidelines available for growers.
You can find these online at almonds.com/BBMPs.
We have a link to the page on our website. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.